So we're going to activate the four pillars of light from the archangels for your home or wherever you are right now. And actually feel these as pillars of light that are being anchored into the ground on multidimensional levels, and that your house or wherever you are physically is very safe. Now, we're going to work with Metatron's cube, and you don't have to know what it looks like, geometrically speaking. You can either do one of two things. You could put it around your body, or you can put it right in the center of your brain, whatever feels most comfortable for you. Okay, so we're going to use the power of the breath to relax all levels of anxiety and nervousness, and all levels of insecurity, and all levels of confusion and conflict. Okay, breathe in through the nose and exhale through the mouth. And we're going to breathe in to activate your solar plexus once again. Activating your divine connection with your power. Not only physically, but spiritually. And allow whatever energy that is not yours to leave on the out-breath. You're going to disengage from tribal consciousness and the chaos of the world, from your intellect, your ego, your emotional body. We're going to release all levels of fake news. And this is most important. You're going to, once and for all, disengage from the collective astral plane. You can see it as a matrix of energy that's fading away and disappearing. You're going to create the thought within the heart that you will forever be free from all influences from the collective astral plane. Continue to breathe into your power center. And now begin to activate your sacral chakra and your base chakra, your hip chakras, your knee chakras, your ankle chakras, your feet chakras. And then align through your feet chakras, through your earth star chakra, into the ascension energies of the earth, of Gaia. Open up your hand chakras, your wrists, your elbows, your shoulder joint chakras. There's a chakra point at the base of the skull. And there are chakra points above your crown. Okay, let's breathe the power of compassion down into your base chakra. And allow this vibration of compassion to work with any unconscious fears regarding survival. Not enough money. Not the right place to live. What if I lose my job? What if I run out of food? All these survival instincts. Bring that energy deep into the unconscious part of your base chakra. And allow the power of compassion and gratitude to uplift those energies, just like the violet light can lift up into the oneness all dense energies of duality and conflict. Breathe that beautiful energy into the sacral chakra. Into those areas of the unconscious where you do not completely trust yourself or God or the universe. Allow this vibration to uplift any and all dense energies in your sacral chakra up into the light. Now, breathe this light down into your legs to any part of that part between your hips and your toes that have been in discomfort, pain, injury, trauma, especially the knees and the feet. All right, we're going to call forth the Council of 14, and we're going to call forth now, specifically the presence of Sanat Kumara. Take a deep breath. Yeshua, Mother Mary, Mary Magdalene, take another deep breath. The Archangel Metatron and Michael, Gabriel and Raphael, the Arcturians, the elders from Cassiopeia, Andromeda. The enlightened aspects of the Pleiades, now feel the power of the great central sun activating your heart chakra and your still point. Another slow deep breath. Are you going to call forth the power of this 444 portal gateway? Allow your body to begin to receive through the nervous system now. Breathing deeply through the heart, activating the sacred chambers within the heart, the power to manifest, the power to receive guidance and blessings, the ability to receive the power of grace for your physical healing, for your emotional healing, for your psychological healing. Let's open up the throat chakra, releasing any remaining levels of constriction and limitation to your personal expression in the world and also in the spiritual realms. Going to call forth the Elohim of peace. And we're going to call forth the enlightened aspects from the kingdoms within the inner earth. Bring forth your inner child to receive. I'm going to ask your guardian angels to be very present with you. Allowing your throat to be fully connected with the vibrations of your soul, your oversoul, your I Am Presence, your divine spirit. And allow your throat to be fully united with your heart and your power center. Take a deep breath. Now begin to completely disengage from the physical realm of the earth matrix. And begin to bring your awareness to the fourth level beyond the earth, beyond the stratosphere, beyond Van Allen belt, into that vibration that is very pure and clean and clear. Going to disengage from the matrix of pain and suffering. From that level, bring awareness up into the brain and your third eye center, pineal, pituitary, thalamus, hypothalamus, temporal lobes. Into your vagus nerve system. Going to bring in clarity into the limbic system. Take a deep breath. Allow your pineal gland to resonate with the essence of the central sun. Uniting with your throat chakra and your heart chakra and your power center, as well as your hand chakras. Continue to release any remaining levels of tension in your physical body from head to toe. Continue to release any remaining energies that are not yours from your field. Now feel a stream of pure divine light coming from the central sun and bathing the inside of your body, the inside of your spinal cord, your chakra system, your nadis, your endocrine system, your vagus nerve system. Bathing the energy field around your bodies. Bathing all of your subtle bodies. As if you are letting go of the weight that you have been carrying, the heaviness of humanity, of the world situation, of the unknown. Letting go of everything that feels heavy and dense. Let go of the pain around the eyes and the heaviness within the chest and the denseness within the solar plexus. And the anxiety within your base chakra. Feel as if now you're taking a cosmic shower that is washing away the sadness, the grief, the sorrow of the current world situation. And allow your inner child to let go of its discomfort, of its uneasiness, of its uncertainty. Now bring awareness from that oversoul level into the center of your brain, invoking the power of Metatron's cube for your brain. Keeping the focus directly in the center of the brain. Allowing the light to begin to move through all of the cells within your brain, your gray matter, through the blood vessels within the brain, all of the nerves, the neurons, the bony structure of your brain called the cranial bones. Allow this vibration to move down from the center of your brain down through the fourth ventricle to the brain stem, and then gently spiraling down and through and around your spinal column. And we're going to ask the presence of Sanat Kumara and Yeshua, Sananda, Maitreya, and their councils of light to work with us in clearing the planetary grid of all dense energies. So let's start with your local environment, where you live, your neighborhood, your city, and eventually your state, county, and province. We're asking the Earth to fully receive this infusion of light into her grid system to reestablish the original divine blueprint of Earth's grid system. So simply be a clear and perfect channel for the energy and the information to move through you to the Earth, that your body right now is a clear and perfect channel for the light to be infused more deeply into the multidimensional layers of the grid system of the Earth. We're going to call forth divine protection . We're also going to collectively ask Prime Creator for divine intervention for the peoples of the earth, for the elementals of the earth, for the nature spirits of the earth, for all creatures upon the earth, all of our pets, ancestors, family members. I'm going to ask Prime Source for the release of individual and collective judgments. And for all of humanity to be healed of its fracture, of its psychic fracture, due to any and all current past life traumas, feel these blessings moving through the grid system of your neighborhood and all throughout the planet, inside the planet, as well as upon the surface of the planet and the astral field of the planet. Remaining the Voyager, remaining in that place of oneness. We ask for this divine intervention to move through all layers within the earth that have been traumatized and misused and abused. That all things be now known, that the truth now be manifest and expressed. We ask for the shadow aspect of humanity through divine intervention to be healed now, to be uplifted into God's consciousness. We ask for the divine plan to be restored now upon the earth, that its original divine timeline be reestablished. Now let's take a slow deep breath. And keep our awareness now in the center of the brain as well as the center of the heart. And from these two places that have become one, we're going to allow a few minutes of earth time for each of you to create your vision. First of all, spiritually. Using the power of manifestation that is your inherent gift to create spiritually, energetically, that which you wish to be in the world, well, in all worlds. A free soul, a free spirit. re-establishing the gifts from your home realm. Bringing back, collecting, as it were, your gifts of manifestation. And bringing that into your body, into your hands, into your feet, into your spine. And in the mind of God, envision now how you want your mind to be. How you want your I Am Presence to channel through your mind. How you want to perceive your reality and your new earth, your new world. How you want to live in the world, the vision of you. And how you want to live emotionally through your physical embodiment. How you want to express the love and the joy and the compassion, the wisdom, the inspiration, the harmony, the balance, the creativity, the wisdom of you. Feel how you want to express in the world. Free to express. And on a physical level, to dig deep within your unconscious and past lives, Akashic records, to finally release any and all vows of poverty. To release all vows of not being able to receive fully. Releasing all considerations about money and wealth and power. Releasing low levels of self-esteem. Releasing the judgments of your inner child. Releasing the resistance to change. Releasing the fear of enlightenment, of awakening, of moving through the null zone. And envisioning physically how you want your body to walk upon the earth. How you want your body to manifest your essence. releasing through the out-breath, take a deep breath, of all inherited illnesses and diseases, mental illness, miasms, astral influences that have affected the well-being of your physical embodiment, past life afflictions. All manner of fear of dying. And any fears of facing your life review in your embodiment. We will give you some moments in silence. We're going to ask for the presence of Sanatamara to be with each one of you in deep meditation and silence, for guidance, for reflection, and for feedback. Sanat Kumara. I'm going to ask Prime Source, Divine Right Timing, to clear the pathway for the integration and embodiment of your I Am through your physical embodiment. For your awakening to be one of grace and joy and gentleness and bliss. to be one of ecstatic union. Free of all distortions and illusions. Now, using the power of Metatron's cube, sacred geometry, using your innate wisdom from your high self, create now not only the knowing, but the energetic seal of protection against all forms of negative technology. Be it 2, 3, 4, 5G networks, chemtrails, HARP, DARPA, CERN, negative ley lines that are being healed, Wi-Fi, microwaves, cell towers, man-made viruses and bacteria, all chemicals and toxicity, and that you are choosing now for your physical embodiment to breathe in clean air, to drink pure water, blessed water, to ingest pure healthy foods, for your immune system in your physical, etheric, emotional, mental bodies to be of the highest strength and empowerment. And that your awareness and your body rises above all levels of discord and conflict, chaos and confusion and fear. Divinely protected against all levels of mass hypnosis, subliminal programming, negative nanotechnology, and that you, as a spiritual being, stand firmly within your divine right to declare your sovereignty, your complete sovereignty upon the earth and in the heavens. Going to call forth the presence of Yeshua and Mother Mary, Mary Magdalene. For guidance, for feedback, for clarity. We also, from the Lord God of our beingness, ask for divine protection for all beings that are holding the light on this planet, including our president. And all those in our governments. That are paving the way for the establishment of new earth. And all those that are serving for the freedom of all beings. We ask all of the helper angels to give direct comfort and solace to all those that appear to be suffering. And in distress. And for those angels of transition, to comfort all of those that are now choosing to make their transition into the next world. And to directly, telepathically communicate with their family members. To give them comfort. And to all the animals that are choosing to make their passage back to their group soul. And we ask for special blessings to all of the wildlife that are giving up their incarnation to tell us what is really happening. The bees and the birds, the dolphins, the whales, the turtles, the seals. May blessings be upon the earth. Now make a choice. If you are ready to make new moves in your career, your housing, your employment, your relationships, to now activate the courage within you to make these moves in divine right timing, to trust in the unknown, to activate the power within you for faith, and to trust your direct intuition, following the heart, now, feel that force field of light all around you in all directions, on all dimensional levels of your embodiment. Feeling completely aligned with the ascension process of the earth. Choosing to allow into your space only that which is of the oneness, Christed awareness, unconditional love and compassion. Now tap into your source of creativity for your new beginnings. Tapping into that place which will assist you in creating new livelihood in the new world. And choosing to use your innate gifts and talents and abilities in complete faith that you are on divine assignment, and that you are about your Father's business. So now we're going to breathe in the vibration of integration in divine right timing on all levels. Once and for all, being free of all fear and worry and concern. Feel the changes in the bottoms of your feet, in the palms of your hands, at the base of your skull, at the base of your spine, in your solar plexus, in your chest, in your throat, in your forehead, top of your head, inside your brain. Feel the presence of the four pillars of light and the Council of 14. And your assignment until the next planetary gathering, meditation, transmission, will be to meditate with Sanat Kamara. And also the Christ family. And the Sacred Heart of Mother Earth, the Earth Mother, and the Great Central Sun. Alpha and Omega. I'm going to breathe in the power now of that golden infinity power. reuniting all aspects of the fragmented self and personality, bringing back into union that which has been fragmented, restoring your timeline to your original divine matrix before the fall of man. Allowing the body to completely reheal and reset itself. Brain function, nervous system function, cardiovascular function, joints, connective tissue, muscles, vagus nerve system, the endocrine system, your digestion, liver, gallbladder, kidneys, adrenal glands, spleen, stomach, thyroid, thymus, reproductive organs, bladder, appendix, duodenum, your skin, Now, some of you may wish to stay in the zone for further receiving. Those that are ready to come back, begin to come back to your physical body in the earth plane, more focused, more grounded, more alert. Those that will come back later, you make sure that you're grounded and focused, drinking water. So those ready to come back now, I am here, I am now, I am. More awake, more alive, more present. And when you're ready, slowly open the eyes, allowing the brain to adjust knowing that we are moving into the great planetary reset and upgrade. So gently stretch. I'm going to ask all of your pets to continue to receive through the Archangel Ariel. And directly from the Earth Mother, the blessings. And the animal kingdom reset and upgrade. Trust your guidance to reach out to those that are in need of communication, love, and support. This is the time to know who you are and what you want to do with your life. continue to practice in meditation. That which you desire for yourself and this world. All is well. Be of good cheer. And remember to channel your comedy team. Many blessings. Thank you for your service to the planet, to humanity. Continue to receive the blessings. Continue to be the ambassador of peace. Now, you may want to, on your own, after this call has ended, to om 33 times, silently or out loud. This will help to further integrate the downloads. Om from the heart. Om from the solar plexus. Om from the core of your body. Thank you for your attendance. Until next time, many blessings.